You're about to experience an Ule Tiger erotic audio. Please consider following me on Patreon for regular updates. After destroying that second beast, I thought I would feel relief, but I did not. Whilst I slept, my dreams were haunted by the cries of my creation, sobbing and jerking his dick. I would often wake up in a warm, sticky sweat. I decided to take some time for myself. I enjoyed sailing in my youth, so I drifted aimlessly in a boat for some time. It was a perfect setting to try and pleasure myself with something new I invented called a vibrator.
It is so intense, I cannot. Only my mind could come up with something so amazing. Yes. After I orgasmed from my amazing invention, I slept easier. Maybe I thought it would be for the best. I would not be able to cause any more damage as I drifted off to sea. I woke up on dry land, disoriented. I was quickly arrested and put on trial.
Order, order! What say you, Dr. Victoria Frankenstein?
They said they saw my boat coming this way from the nearby island and saw fire raging in my wake. They thought I did it, which to their credit would have been especially easy with my inventions. The buffoons found my devices in my boat, had no idea what they were, and, like the simpletons they were, they assumed the worst. But I know. It was my foul creature who did it. I was not about to be hung for my creature's violence. Naturally, I did what I had to do and approached the judge, got on my knees, and sucked his cock.
Your Honor, you have to believe me. I did no such thing. Tell me,
who do these lips lie?
Put them out to use, Doctor.
Do you believe me, Your Honor? Oh, so much cum, Your Honor. Oh, yes. He believed me after a little bit of convincing and let me stay in a small house to be treated by a nurse. And what a nurse she was. Her melodious voice instantly soothed me, while her flaming red hair and ample arse set my loins aflame.
Was I no different from my own creation?
How are you doing, dearie?
I am fine. I am glad everyone knows that I am innocent.
Oh no, we still think you did it. But the judge said you were not guilty, so we will stand by that decision.
You don't trust me. Yet you tend to me. Why?
I have a family to feed. I have three wee little ones at home, and their father can only do so much. I believe it's important to treat others as you would want to be treated. It is what the Lord would want.
You are a good woman.
Thank you. Now, is there anything you want? Perhaps you would like me to read a passage from the Bible?
How about you tell me about yourself?
Well, I didn't fancy you'd be wanting to hear about me. Your life seems far more interesting. But since you asked, me wee one, Johnny, is such a spunky little tyke. His older sister, Bonnie as can be, her name is... Want me to go on, lass?
I'd rather play with your fat ass.
What?
You heard me? Sauntering around with an ass like that. It would drive anyone wild.
Deary me. I think I should go.
Very well. Can I at least get a wet towel for my head?
Oh my. Ooh. Is it really that alluring?
Oh, yes. You have absolutely the fattest ass I have ever seen. You look like that on purpose, don't you, you slut?
Oh, my goodness.
We aren't done yet. Pull those big fat tits out. Let's see what all of those kids suck on.
Well, I suppose I am to tend to my patients every whim. So, how...
Delectable. Absolutely delectable. You taste so good. Your milk. Unbelievable, there's still so much. Now, let's see how wet you are.
Why?
You're right. I need to taste it too.
Wait.
Oh, your pussy tastes amazing. Now, you are going to eat me.
I can't. My husband, my church.
If you can pray aloud, you can eat pussy. Now use that tongue. Your patient needs some tender care. You lied to me. You've done this before, haven't you?
Am I doing it right?
Yes. But get up and bend over the bed. If only I had my inventions. But I will try to make do. Let's see. No. Too long. A cross. Blasphemous. A candle. No, too waxy. None of these will work. Guess we will have to do it this way. Tell me, are you familiar with scissoring?
I believe I have some idea. Please make haste. You got me so riled up. I don't think I can wait anymore.
Yes, shake those hips. Yeah. Put on the candle. Father, what are you doing here? Give me a minute. Yes. My father had heard tell of my escapades around Europe and used a portion of our fortune to follow me. He was very sick and passed away shortly after. Sorry, Roberta, I need to rest.
Of course. I'll go check on the crew and see if they can get you something to eat.
This mouth of yours to spit venom. venom at me. Now it is I who will spit on you. And you will never know. You sleep for days at a time. You won't even wake up from this. It has been so long since I have come. You created me to store so much. Why?
Any more sausage?
Victoria, are you all right? I heard screaming. Looks like you're still sleeping. I will let you rest then. Dear Margaret, we have been stuck in ice for weeks now, and I fear this expedition will be forfeit. If we are freed from the ice, we plan to sail back to England immediately. I hope to see your smiling face and stunning body soon, even if I return a failed explorer. Thank goodness you are awake. You have been covered in a sticky sweat these past few days.
Yes, and I am not feeling much better. But I must warn you about my creature. After my father passed, all I wanted was Elizabeth. I used what funds I had to go home to her. I used some of my family funds to take me and her to my family's summer home to live together in peace. That night would have been my first night with Elizabeth in marriage. But on our wedding night,
who's there? It is so dark. I cannot see you.
It is only I. humble servants here to give you a gift.
Oh? What is it?
It is my body. My cock. She would like it if you allow me to pleasure you.
Oh, really? Usually she's so possessive. Besides that time with Justine. What a wonderful wedding gift. Get over here. Such a pretty wedding dress, is it not? I'm still astounded that Victoria would allow this. But I can't deny that I'm hungry for real cock. Her inventions sometimes don't quite hit the spot.
That demon! Defiled Elizabeth! He locked me out on the balcony as he pleasured her in the darkness.
Oh my, oh, don't stop. Please, 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 fuck me harder. It's maybe the last time I get to experience this.
I won't stop. Master Victoria, what you want me to? Victoria would be so pleased.
Well, she picked the right man for the task. Did she want you to fuck my ass as well? Oh my, against the window. Oh yes, yes. Fuck my ass. Pound it. Tear me in two.
As you wish.
Her frail body was not ready for. She died with an honest-to-God smile on her face. After what he did, I wanted revenge. I declared that I would not stop until I found him and killed him myself. I chased him all over Europe, following his taunts. He eluded me every time. I ran out of funds partway through my pursuit, and I had to resort to my previous tactics. Hey, boys. Check these out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, who wants to buy me dinner? I see your family is traveling north. May I join you in your carriage? I will let you fuck me.
Tell your wife to control the horses!
Need someone to clean your cocks, men? No need to freshen up. All I require in return is lodging. You stink. How disgusting. So, if I let you all fuck me, you will give me the sleigh and the dogs, right? I was chasing him for about 2 weeks before you found me. Neither of us resting for even a moment.
Well, rest now. You have been in and out of consciousness for days.
Yes. I will. Thank you.
Victoria, the expedition has been halted. The ice has melted enough for us to free the ship. We are returning to England.
That is good for you. But I will stay and continue my hunt. For the beast must be found and killed.
You are in no condition to chase him. You have no dogs or sled, and you are in the middle of nowhere.
I must find him. I must.
Rest, Victoria. Dear Margaret, we are sailing back to England. Alas, Victoria had no strength left and has sadly passed away. We will find her brother and give him her body to bury. It is such a shame such a young woman was aged by her creation. It's you!
I mean you no harm. I just want to pay my respects to my creator. I refuse to believe it, but there she lies.
It was you who caused this.
Was she not the one playing God just to satisfy her carnal desires? She shunned the very creation that satisfied her, turning me into the criminal I am now. I have no plans on returning to England with you and your crew. I plan to live out the rest of my days in this barren tundra, alone and without love. However, I have one final favor to ask of you. Let me pleasure you, and once we are both satisfied, I will leave, and no human will see me ever again.
Are you mad? After hearing Victoria's stories, I doubt I'd be able to handle you. Well, not while I'm sober, anyway. It has been a while for me. Give me a moment.
When you are ready, suck my cock.
Really breasts and pussy.
tree never brought me joy, but getting my dick sucked did. Seeing a bear with her cubs did not make me smile. Fucking a mom and her daughters did.
Dear Margaret, I ended up fornicating with Victoria's creature. It took all my courage and all of my brandy to do it. I fear all of my holes may be ruined for life. After finishing, he kept his promise. He left my cabin and escaped the ship as we sailed away. The last time I saw him, he was sitting on a sheet of ice, jerking his cock, moaning and crying. And before he left my sight, I saw one last massive load of cum shoot into the sky as he roared to the heavens. I am happy to be sailing back to England to tell you the tale in person. And I promise not to leave out a single detail. Love, Roberta.
How was it? I hope you enjoyed yourself. Thank you to my producers who helped make this audio possible. Konata Aoi, Jara, Joe Barr, Moozer, and Mercury Druid. Come visit my Patreon or Gumroad for more sexy content.